From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The pressure is still on state lawmakers to address the issue of in vitro fertilization following an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that found frozen embryos are children under state law. A number of fertility clinics paused some services because of that ruling. The Alabama House and Senate passed bills Thursday in response to the decision, but the issue is not resolved. That's where we start our weekly legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
Many IVF patients and doctors rallied at the State House on Wednesday to call upon legislators to act. What did you see? What sort of messages did you hear?
Yeah, there were hundreds of advocates that came to Montgomery from really all corners of the state to plead with lawmakers to please act quickly on legislation that would protect IVF clinics enough to where they can start operating again. And, you know, these are not your typical activists. You know, probably a lot of them had never been to the State House, had never really been, you know, active in politics, but they're now experiencing an issue, you know, a very personal, a very emotional issue. And so that really stuck out to me, that these are everyday folks who suddenly are paying attention to the legislature because they need a legislative fix to this really big IVF issue.
Now, both the House and Senate passed bills Thursday that would address this situation, but even backers of the bill say it's only temporary. How so?
That's right. The House and Senate both passed bills. They're going to flip-flop those bills next week. The earliest something could become law is next Wednesday. But it is somewhat temporary in that most everybody understands and agrees that this is a fix for the IVF issue singularly. But there's an understanding that that's not the end of the issue. There may have to be some additional laws passed or some tweaking of existing laws to make sure that this is, you know, taken care of over the long term. And I think most lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, are okay with that, okay, you know, we're not going to all agree on a big long-term fix right now in the short term. So let's do what we can to get these clinics open. You know, longer term, we can talk about additional tweaks to law that might need to be made.
Well, the Alabama House on Tuesday passed what's been dubbed the CHOOSE Act. It would allow certain families up to $7,000 in state money for private school tuition or transfer fees to move to another public school. And now that it's made it at this point of the legislative process, what have we learned about lawmakers' take, how they're looking at this issue of school choice?
Yeah, it was an interesting debate in the House, and it actually went on for 4 hours, longer than I really expected, because Democrats really had problems. They, you know, this bill is not the kind of extreme school choice measures that you've seen in other states. It's very measured. It's incremental. They're really important guardrails financially that they've put on this, and those things made the education groups, you know, like the AEA and the superintendents, you know, they made them a lot more comfortable with the bill. But that doesn't mean the Democrats were going to support it. They still argued against it. They're just opposed to any kind of public funds going to a private school. Ultimately, it passed overwhelmingly, and I expect the same in the Senate. And, you know, I spoke with Chairman Danny Garrett about this. You know, he kind of regrets that. He wants Democrats to be on board with school choice. And so we'll see what happens in the Senate, if any negotiations or conversations can happen up there. But this is something that the Republicans and the governor are committed to, and so I expect it to pass.
Well, finally, a plan to create a lottery and allow casino and sports betting in Alabama sailed through the House. That's not the case now that the proposal is in a Senate committee. Now, Todd, explain what happened with this bill on Wednesday. It sounds like it was a rather chaotic meeting.
Oh, man, it was. It was really weird. So this Economic Development and Tourism Committee had a scheduled meeting, but they did not have any bills on the agenda. And we reported that in the morning that, hey, this committee is scheduled to meet, and yet there's no bills posted. There's no, you know, call for a public hearing or anything like that. It was kind of odd. But everybody showed up anyway because everybody was curious, meaning advocates, you know, for and against gambling, and, of course, the media. And so, you know, senators trickled in. They started the meeting about 30 minutes late. What was happening is that they were behind the scenes drafting an alternative gambling bill that changes what, you know, what passed from the House. you know, senators got really upset about that, saying, you know, we can't come in here and vote on, be expected to vote on something that we've never seen. And so they eventually adjourned the meeting by carrying the bill over, meaning it can come back another time, but not a good look. And the sponsor of the bill in the Senate, Senator Greg Allbritton, he acknowledged that and apologized, saying this is not the way the process should work. Not exactly a progress for the gambling bill, but I do think the Senate is going to change what the House passed.
Todd Stacey's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to have you here.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you.